Now, though the national concern about exposure to COVID-19 has remained largely steady since March, see, we could just pick this article off right away. Who has the national, whose interest is it to have a national concern about exposure to COVID-19? News media. You're one of those people that, no. Okay? The news media has absolutely, they were 100% behind this. They were the ones who had the counterclock. CNN practically had a celebration when we hit 100,000 people died. They are the ones who are quote-unquote concerned about exposure to COVID-19. Even though, as I said before, when we were told to go behind the walls of our homes for 15 days to slow the spread, which turned into 122 days at this point, that it wasn't about exposure. They caved. They're like, listen, people are going to get it. It's going to happen, right? It's life. The whole point was we don't want hospitals overrun. We don't want hospitals to overrun. Of course, we did that. We almost bankrupt most hospitals because we didn't do anything else. We didn't do anything else. We stopped elective surgery. We stopped all these other things that the healthcare industry needs to survive, bracing for the tidal wave of COVID. And that tidal wave of fear was based on media coverage of COVID. Because it was, however, it was, oh, as soon as you get this thing, you're going to die. It goes in the air. It stays on the ground for 10 days. Somebody can sneeze in an aisle in a supermarket and it'll travel 5 different aisles and get you in when you're in the produce section. Ah, you know, ridiculous things being anything that was reported or even can just mentioned became fact and became part of the cycle, part of the news cycle. So the national concern has been steady because the media has told you it needs to be steady. But we'll continue. Americans are now reporting greater confidence in their ability to protect themselves from COVID than in any other Gallup survey. Yeah, because once the fear wave washes over us, and we were told in March that if we stepped outside, COVID turned into the wind from the movie The Happening. It was going to just wash over you, and you were going to turn into a mind-numb zombie and run into traffic. And then people went outside, and they didn't turn into zombies. And then they went to the park. They didn't turn into zombies. And then they watched Black Lives Matter loot, burn, and destroy major cities, hold protests with hundreds of thousands of people across the country. And they went, eh. Doctors, what do you think about these protests? And the doctors were like, racism is a priority one issue, so COVID won't hurt you. And they went, okay, we're done. Once COVID grew a conscience, once COVID grew a conscience to distinguish, and not only a conscience, but a left-leaning conscience, right? If you held a rally in a Republican city, you're going to get COVID and die. But if you hold a rally in Los Angeles or Austin or Houston or Chicago, well, Chicago's burning, never mind, New York, D.C., Miami, if you hold it in a liberal city, COVID's like, you're good, bro, we got you. We're not going to get you because you're in a liberal city and you obviously have the right politics, so you won't get infected. We won't infect you. Goodbye. Have fun. You know, have fun storming the castle. That's, you know, turned into the wizard from The Princess Bride. COVID just kind of waved on the sides of, have fun burning the city. We won't, the heat from the flames won't, we won't get infected. You know, once doctors came out and not only stood on the sidewalk and applauded the marchers after a month of standing in the street telling us we're killing grandma, Why do you want a haircut? Don't you love old people? 3 weeks later, yay! Black Lives Matter! You guys are amazing! High five! What? And then you saw medical doctors put their lab coats on and march in the parades with Black Lives Matter. And then a lot of people went, eh, we're done. We're done with this. Right? So it's like, we're done with this. So it's one of these issues that is very clear cut. It was, and of course, the WHO, useless organization that it is, I think last week said, let's not politicize the virus. Excuse me? Y'all politicized the virus when you gave China a pass for 2 months. Y'all politicized the virus when you came out and told us in a Freudian slip that we're not really worried about asymptomatic carriers. Nope, we're not worried about them. And then you rushed to tell us, no, 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 no. No, no, no. So more and more people are seeing, right? More and more people are seeing that, yes, is COVID something to worry about? Absolutely. Absolutely. Just as much as strep throat, pink eye, the flu, or gonorrhea. It exists. Does that mean you're going to get COVID-19, the flu, pink eye, or gonorrhea if you step outside your home? No. You have to engage in certain actions to get one of these diseases. Or if you're a glutton for punishment, more than one, depending on your flavor. And so, as I talked about in the first segment of the program here in the Barrett Brief on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing, in March when this was taken, their surveys were taken, 11% of people were confident. Now it's 27%. It's a 16-point increase in a month. Actually, in 2 months. Despite, and all this has to go hand in hand with the fact that this is post Black Lives Matter protests. So even Republican governors, like I talked about, Governor Abbott's taking it on the chin right now, as he should. Because you've got these idiots who are saying, Governor Abbott opened up Texas way too soon. This one first person, because it's trending on this fire dumpster that is Twitter. Leah Robertson. He opened up Texas way too quickly. Coronaviruses are rising. Businesses are open. And people are not wearing a mask. Texans are calling for Abbott to resign. You could have prevented this. No, he couldn't have. That's a manipulation of the narrative. We never were promised that this was going to be prevented. In fact, this lady's so stupid, she doesn't remember that there are studies that showed that people who stayed inside for the entire lockdown were at a higher risk of getting COVID than those who went outside. Point two, once again, it's a novel virus. We were told it's gonna get out. We're trying to make sure hospitals don't get overrun. But no, this is a political agenda. This thing has been politicized. And Governor Abbott is not strong enough to handle this. He's too concerned with his political future instead of the present. Instead of being a strong leader, cases are rising. We have 47,000 active cases. This is from the Texas Health and Human Services dashboard. We have 47,000 active cases. By the way, we have 70,000 recoveries in Texas. We have 47,000 active cases in the state of 30 million people. And I've talked to you about the beds. 14,000 hospital beds, 1,400 ICU beds. We were never promised. Yeah, thank you to the person in the chat room, a fellow Texan. We're getting this huge spike, especially in places like, to the person in the chat room. It's funny that this spike is happening in Harris County, in Dallas County, in Tarrant County, in Travis County. What are all these things have in common? Oh, that's right. They're major metropolitan areas that had protests. Right? That needs to be pointed out as well. When you look at the website, Harris County's got 23,000. Dallas has 17,000. Tarrant County, where Fort Worth was, where they released rioters, by the way, 9,000. But remember George Floyd's burial? His funeral took place. Massive rally in Houston. Houston's got 23,000 infections. What the hell do you think? Oh, it's Governor Abbott's fault. Abbott resigned. You people are stupid.